It's 70 degrees in Nashville, cloudy skies. We've got a 50% chance of rain during the day and 80% chance of more storms tonight. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Nashville officials are raising doubts about a bill state lawmakers passed to make Tennessee sheriffs work with federal immigration authorities. The bill is part of an immigration package the White House helped shape. If Governor Billy signs the measure into law, sheriffs like Nashville's will have to agree to collaborate with ICE or risk losing state funding. The Tennessean reports such an agreement would come with additional duties but not extra money. Such an arrangement would typically take a memorandum of agreement approved by Nashville's Metro Council. Mayor Freddie O'Connell says he's not convinced that's something the state can legally force. This week, federal agents are taking disaster assistance applications in person at the Wilson County Fairgrounds. That's one of several mobile sites the Federal Emergency Management Agency is operating in the area now that individual assistance is available for people affected by Winter Storm Fern. News Channel 5 reports the Wilson County site will be open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. today and tomorrow. In addition to that, FEMA has added a new category of help related to that storm. Disaster unemployment assistance is now available for people in 29 Tennessee counties. That benefit is for people who lost the ability to work because of physical damage to their workplace and who don't qualify for regular unemployment benefits. Those applications are available at the website jobs4tn.gov, or you can apply in person at an American Job Center location. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.